In this segment of our regatta interviews, I had the pleasure of speaking with pro paddler Gloria Wesley from Rochester, New York. This is her first C1 pro race. Here's my conversation with Gloria.
To start with, this year you have entered the C1 pro race. Why have you entered the one-person race?
It's just something I've wanted to do in the last 2 years, see if I could, I've done it women's and I've done it mixed, and it just seemed like it'd be nice to see if I could challenge myself a little more and get through it in the C1.
You are considered one of the canoe racing's premier women paddlers. How did you get into this sport?
I actually got into it. There was a local triathlon, which included canoeing, and my sister and I, she would run, I would bike, and we'd get my brothers to canoe it, and they only got in it the day of the race, and they were terrible. And after a few years, my sister and I thought, we could probably do better if the two of us just paddled and actually practiced. So that's how I started paddling, and I just fell in love with it.
A lot of times people say that. They you fall in love with the sport, and it becomes an addiction.
It definitely is. I can't wait to get out of work. All day I look outside and see what the weather's like, because I'm going to paddle when I get out of work.
You've only done the Clinton 7 times, and you're 49 years of age. Why hadn't you started earlier?
Well, that's when I started paddling.
Oh.
I mean, the first time I did it, I think it was with Ron Estes, and I probably had just started paddling the year before that and done some races that fall, and then the next spring I did the Clinton.
What year was that?
Well, if I did it 7 times, it was 8 years ago, because one time 3 years ago I was too sick to do it. So 8 years ago would have been, 2001, right?
Right. So for someone that only started a short time ago in regards to paddling, you're right in there in the pro class. You've done the mixed pro with Mark Gillespie.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, and, I did an interview with Mark, and I want to tell you this, that he said that he enjoys paddling with you and Holly because he feels that you two are much more even-tempered and very steady for the entire race than paddling with other men.
Well, that's a compliment. Mark's a wonderful, wonderful guy. So that means a lot.
When he says even-tempered, he says that guys tend to have real highs and lows throughout the race.
Well, I think in a couple ways, in energy for one, where you just, you start just getting bogged down and having, you're losing the boats you were with because your energy drops. And I think sometimes with women, we have a steadier output of that, so you just stay a little more even keel. And certainly personality-wise, if we have a mishap, it's not like I'm going to get upset or be, it's like, okay, let's just keep going, let's see what we can do. It's not like it's ever we're out there for fun. Ultimately, this is, for help, and it needs to be fun.
Well, Mark pointed out that when he said that about guys, he meant himself as well, because he said he can have his ups and downs, and you guys keep him pretty steady. Let's speak about that. Now, you've paddled with him, and I believe that, did you break top 10?
Yeah, we were ninth that year.
That's incredible that a mixed team out of so many two-man pro teams is able to break the top 10. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't mean to say that as an insult. I mean to say it as you must be an outstanding paddler, and you must have some kind of strength.
I don't know what to tell you. Well, Mark holds up his end of the boat and then some, so that's important to remember, too. It was pretty awesome being there, and I just do the best I can. I try hard, train a lot.
It's very rare for pro paddlers to even come close to top 10 because there's always like 50 canoes in that pro class. So, I know Mark was absolutely delighted by it, and you must have just been overjoyed.
Oh, yeah. I was paddling around people from Canada and people I had heard their names and, but not anyone I had really expected to be racing against. So it was pretty phenomenal. I know when we did the 35, which is sort of a warm-up to it, that, we've done really well, so it kind of gave me an idea. It's like, whoa, I guess, we're going to be up there with some better paddlers if we can, do it for another 35 miles.
Right. Now, you also did it with Holly Reynolds,
yeah.
And you two finished, I believe, was it top 15?
I don't even honestly remember.
But, the two women out there, you were flying by a lot of the two-man teams, like you said, from Canada, Michigan, and so on. And
yeah.
You like paddling with Holly?
Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. She was great. It was awesome. And, I think what happens, what happens with her is that was really fun and tends to happen with my kind of regular canoe partner is that we just don't have the power to come off the line. Mark and I were incredible off the line. I don't know, we were fourth or fifth off the lake or something. But, you know, Holly and I can't do that. But it's the even, I think it's the evenness of our, like he said, the power just continuing throughout, not having any lows, and just being able to keep up that level of endurance and that start picking off one boat and another, and we'd see like seven or eight boats together, and we'd see them break up, and people would drop off, and we'd pass them, and we'd pass another one. That's so exciting. I mean, that is so much fun in a race, to be able to just throughout the race continue to catch boats and pass them. And, oh, yeah, Holly's great. She's a powerhouse, too. And it was low that year. We actually had to get out a few times and run, and that was a little discouraging. But then I see other people were having the same issue, so we were no worse off than they were. So, yeah, it was an awesome year. Plus, with it being low, I mean, there is, I don't want to say that, you know, we're not good paddlers, but, you know, being a lighter boat has its advantages, too, especially in the low water.
I've always heard that, and I've heard that's why Serge Corbin has been so successful, because he's a great low-water paddler. Mm. And finally, back to the C1 this year, did you train differently for having to do the 70 in a C1 than you would with a partner?
Yeah, I definitely spent more time in my C1 this spring. I paddled practically exclusively in my C1 and doing the 35 C1. I did Ash Wheelot C1. I tried to, you know, do some of the races leading up to it in a one-man to just, you know, get used to the idea and work out any little bugs.
So do you feel good about it?
After the 35, I do. I mean, I flipped in the 35, but I was only in the water for half a minute. But, and in some ways, it kind of made me feel better because it made me feel like, okay, even if I tip over a couple of times, I'm still going to get through this. And honestly, I don't even have any real high expectations. I think that helps a lot. My biggest worry is tipping over in the lake to start with. That's always my biggest worry. And, you know, if it's good as I typically do, it'll be pretty good. I'll be happy with that. You know, I don't have any great expectations. That helps me keep the nerves away a little bit.
Good luck to you in your first 70-miler in the C1, and we'll be looking for you and cheering you on, and we hope you do well.
Thank you.
See Gloria along the river in canoe S1 in the C1 Pro Race, and good luck to Gloria as she tries for her first C1 70-mile finish. For Regatta Coverage 2009, I'm Craig Stevens on WCDO.